Good afternoon. I'm Erin Gottsacker. This is WXPR News. Wisconsin Democrats focused their virtual state party convention over the weekend on the importance of beating Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and re-electing Governor Tony Evers in 2022. Evers officially announced his plans to seek a second term during his address Saturday, and the five announced Democratic candidates vying to take on Johnson spoke Sunday. Johnson has yet to say whether he'll seek a third term. In brief recorded comments for the convention, President Joe Biden talked about protecting the right to vote. Northland Pines School is looking for a new athletic director. Mike Leishner explains why the former director just resigned.
Brian Margolovsky was caught by the school's food service department stealing a la carte lunch items out of a cooler outside of school hours this spring, leading the district to accept his resignation last week after 14 years with the school. District Administrator Scott Foster said that Margolovsky exercised poor judgment by taking items out of the coolers, which did belong to the athletic department but were not being used by them since events were canceled. The estimated value of the items that he stole? Less than $100.
That's Mike Leishner reporting. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering nearly $300,000 to organizations to promote safe ATV and UTV operation. Last year, 38 people died in the state from ATV or UTV accidents. Ryan Surway, the DNR's Off-Highway Vehicle Assistant Administrator, says that's a high number. He says the number of accidents involving ATVs and UTVs has been growing each year as the activity becomes increasingly popular.
So we're seeing an increase in registration. So there are more machines out there on the landscape, right? We're seeing, along with that, an increase in riding opportunities. So a lot of local townships and counties have passed ordinances to allow operation of ATVs and UTVs on roadways.
The funding opportunity is an attempt to encourage safe riding habits, which could lead to safer trails for everyone. The funding is for interested organizations to recruit and train safety instructors and volunteer trail ambassadors. The deadline to apply is June 28th. More information is on our website, WXPR.org. The Crandon International Off-Road Raceway is gearing up for another busy summer. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the raceway promoter about some changes in store for this year.
Last November, the Crandon International Off-Road Raceway announced it was transitioning to a traditional business rather than as the nonprofit it's operated as for the last 51 years. That transition isn't happening this year, according to raceway promoter Marty Fioca.
Subsequent months opportunity kind of fell through, and we're just going on as we always have with the nonprofit to get through the, the season here in 2021.
While it will be business as usual, the raceway is finding more ways to bring people to the track. It will be hosting the 28th annual Brush Run at the end of this month and the 52nd Off-Road World Championship over Labor Day weekend. The raceway is also expanding its Forest County Festival over the 4th of July weekend. New this year, the raceway is opening the grounds to camping all summer long.
And a lot of people will come for a day or two or a week or a month. And obviously that includes the big race weekends. And we have also have a big 4th of July festival here too, with one of the largest fireworks displays in Wisconsin, also a concert by the country band Diamond Rio. So we're kind of opening up the facility more, which is part of the plan all along. We used to only be open pretty much 8 days a year for the two race weekends, and now we're expanding the facility and trying to use it more.
Last year, the raceway pushed back the Brush Run to the fall and held it just weeks apart from the Off-Road World Championship. Fioca said turnout at the races were much better than they were expecting, but still nowhere near record years.
This year, we're back on track on our two weekends, and the response from the public in terms of, reserving camping spots and tickets and grandstands has been very strong. We expect it's going to be people are going to come out of the woodwork, so to speak, and have a great time this year. I think we're going to have pretty much almost a record crowd, we suspect, here over Labor Day.
You can find more details on the camping and events planned for this summer on our website, WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
And with WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.